metaphysical realms, Carolyn and Jay. Converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share. With intuition as their guiding, cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl. Metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it is Monday, June 17th, 24 weeks out of 52 weeks in the year. And we are having a snafu in the Facebook room today, but Jay is trying to figure out how to get connected with you. So stay tuned there. And hello, Jay, how are you doing today, just with the snafu and all?
Barring the snafu, I'm doing great. It's just been a couple of extra hoops to jump through on Facebook to sign in. I guess I didn't put in the right password. I need to do the whole verification thing. So I'm waiting for some codes to get sent to my phone that just haven't been sent yet. So we do have the phone lines open, though, so you can still call in and we can still have a conversation while we're live on the air. Shall I give the phone number?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, that phone number is 857-232-0155. That's 857-232-0155. You're going to have to dial an extension as well, and that extension is 870-303. 870-303. And once you're in, there are some instructions that will come across your phone once you dial in to tell you how it all works. But basically, you're going to be on hold until we see that you're there. And then Carolyn and I will bring you on and we'll be able to have our conversation while we're live on the air. So please call in. So
yeah, you can either call in for a reading from us, or you can also call in to add to the conversation. And today's topic is going to be about really contributing to make a strong and fulfilling friendship. And this can be with a new friendship or with a friendship you have now. And we're going to come up with some ideas and also to really define what it means. Like, for instance, one of the things that really contributes to a strong and fulfilling friendship is trust. I mean, come on. Trust. So you want to build trust by being really reliable, honest, respecting of each other's confidentialities, because building trust in relationships, whether it's personal or professional, it requires effort and intentional action, right? So one of the ways that you can build trust is to always be honest and to tell the truth, even when it's difficult, because honesty is the foundation of trust, right? Mm-hmm. So you really want to... Go ahead, Jay.
I was just going to say it is. I'm agreeing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing you want to do is to make sure that your communication is clearly open and honest as well. So just make it really, really so that both parties can really understand it. And you encourage your friend to do the same thing too, because you want to make sure that you're both on the same page and can understand each other, right? It really is part of building trust. Go ahead.
I was going to say that is super important to the trust part, because it has to go both ways. Like, that communication has to be able to be open and honest from both directions. Like, and what I mean by that is, you can't expect your partner to be honest with you, but yet every time they are honest with you, you lose your temper because you don't necessarily like how, like what they have to say. And I understand that we can not be happy about what someone has to say, but my little point to the nuance here is, is if every time you share with your partner something, there is some kind of an emotional reaction, they may stop sharing with you because they don't want you to have that emotional reaction. Now, I'm not saying that that's right, but they're also not, they're no longer then going to be sharing their honest feelings. So that's why it has to be both directions and why it's something that we have to practice and hold space for, because our partner may share something that isn't make us happy, but it's like, how are we able to still, not our partner, our friend in this case, but be able to show up and still have the conversation and not be stuck in like the emotional moment. Am I making my point clear? Am I talking?
Yeah, all over and the place? I think when I think that some of us have a tendency of going to the extreme with really going on defense often because it's become intimate, right? With friendships, you're really about really supporting a little bit more often, you know. And when you get into an intimate relationship, a partnership, it becomes more intimate, and you're watching for any kind of variations often. So you just have to mind your behavior. You keep your promises. Also, keeping promises in a friendship, you know, follow through in your commitments, and because reliability is really a key to establishing trust too. And somebody can count on you. Your friend can count on you. You follow through and keep promises, right?
I really like that. Following through is huge. And that is part of what makes us feel that whole friendship connection too, anyways, is how we show up for each other. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I think also too is, you know, really understanding it, first of all, empathy, but demonstrating that you understand it and care about their feelings and perspectives, you know, use active listening and validations to really bring out this point that you're really understanding what somebody is saying, what your friend is saying. So showing empathy is important. And another part of, you know, this, these are all part two of just trusting, because that is such a key word in working with your friends and really being your best person.
Can we talk about that empathy piece really quick? Because I feel this group especially is going to have a lot of empath people, or empathic type people, I should say. And that can be really easy to do, but then there can be the part of it where we can go too much, too far. Do you have any tips or tricks to share with like how to offer the empathy, but without going to the extreme where we're then taking on their stuff?
It's your job to really stay grounded and not go into another person's space when you're not invited. So to show empathy, you can say, I understand it really hurts to have had that happen. I'm sure it was a drag, and I can understand that you would be hurt, you know, with, you know, losing your job like that, because, it hurts. It hurts. But we're gonna work together to find something else. But yeah, I get it. I get it that it hurts. But so you don't cross over, I feel like, into their the pain of it all, into really taking something on. Just remember, you're gonna be a better friend by staying in your grounded space and helping them to. It's gonna help them to rise out of their scene too. Oh, I understand that. Oh, thanks for understanding. Well, maybe if you help me, like, at least look around for this new gig, I think it would really make this a fun process. And I didn't need that job anyway. The more grounded you stay in a situation when you're talking with your friend, the better you're gonna be with a team effort, really, to move forward with your fun and laughter.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love that.
Yeah. So you also want to kind of you want to be consistent. Like, for instance, you were talking, Jay, about not losing it, you know, with a partner, but also normally you don't really. I mean, normally. With a friend, you usually don't, you know, get snappy, but you want to really be consistent with your actions and behaviors, so that, It helps your friend to predict and trust your responses. I guess the key word there is really stay grounded, literally stay grounded with how you're going to respond to things. So and be consistent with it, because it will help people to feel safe.
Well, that's a huge part to that piece that we talked about, building the trust, that consistency, showing up and being like the, not like this person that has no feelings and emotions, but in the sense of like consistent with how we do show up with our feelings and emotions, so that way that other person can really get a feel for how we really are versus like just how we might be presenting ourselves to be.
Right. Another thing is too is to respect boundaries. You really want to do that with your personal, with your friendships and that kind of thing. And that includes physical, emotional, and digital boundaries, right? You don't want to steal their Facebook account, for instance, and go into their personal messages. I mean, if you really want to know about their personal messages, ask them about them. If you're, it's just. Or reading at somebody else's email, it's just it feels intrusive, and there shouldn't be a reason why you should feel that you need to do that. So you really want to respect boundaries also with others, and it helps to really trust yourself too. It's like if your friend you feel like your friend is really lacking in a certain area and you're really not trusting them for some reason, start to query yourself on what it is that's making you upset about this. Is it, and really address it. But you don't go in and even go in and start searching through their drawers, or something like that. So you have to re respect them on a physical, emotional, and digital area. So,
That makes me ask you, do you have any friends that you have had over the years that have gone through your things that you have found out and had to end the friendship?
I can't think of one person, Jay, that has gone through my things or that has looked at something. I
I've
can't think of one.
only know one person who did it. It was a friend and a client, and she had this particular friend that she was interested in more than just a friend. And she would house sit, and every now and again, when she would apartment sit, she would go through his stuff and like try to find out more about him. I was like, that is so insane. Please stop doing that. Like, that is not
In order
cool.
to be his friend, or because she was the friend, was that the key? She was a friend, and or she just wanted to get closer, or she just what was it?
She was already a friend, but she had more feelings and she wanted to become more. And I think she was looking for information on what could
Or
either
comp
help her in that or and or
yeah,
just to give her a better idea of who he was.
yeah, kind of weird, isn't it? It's intrusive.
Yeah, I had to, I mean, and I'm no longer friends with this person for other reasons, but that was one of the things that definitely caught my attention that I'm not Judge Judy. I'm not here to judge, but there are certain lines that I think we don't need to cross, and that's one of them. And I'm like, if she can cross it with him in that situation, like, what is she maybe doing with me and my friendship? And so it just made me look at things a little bit differently.
Yeah, when you see something like that happening with a friend, and you can see that they're doing it with somebody else, they probably will be doing it with you soon too. So you really have to look at their character and what they're doing. How many times have you guys been in a relationship or even in a friendship where something just didn't feel right, and something was said or something was weird or something, and they don't apologize? They don't admit that they've made a mistake. So you really want to own up to your errors and responsibility and take responsibility. Apologize sincerely and take the next step to make the amends. So because it's kind of it feels unfinished or messed up or ugly to not hear a an I'm sorry sometimes when something weird has happened and your friend doesn't apologize for it. It feels ugly to me. So being really take responsibility and admit mistakes. Avoiding that is only going to hurt yourself too. It's really going to hurt you a lot and make the other person say, "Ooh, that feels ugly."
Would you in that situation, do you think it's important to say that to your friend, like to bring something like that up? Or would you still like kind of let that just happen organically? You're wanting them to do it, but you're still going to let them do it on their own.
Yeah, I mean, if it feels like it's an ugly situation, you may want to just say, I've seen this happen a few times, and it would really feel better for me. I feel like if you could just cop to it, just cop to a mistake, it would, bring it up. We could circle it and underline it and just say, "Oh, that was a mistake," because it leaves the, it leaves me with a really weird sense of confusion and wonder about why you'd want to not cop to it. So yeah, I mean it's as simple as that really, and listen for a response because maybe most likely they know what they're doing because they probably can look back on their life and say, "Oh God, I've never had to cop to a mistake. I just don't do it." Narcissists are much like that very often. They will not cop to a mistake. And so but yeah, stand yeah, sometimes you have to stand up for yourself, and that might be one of them, Jay. I would have to say that if it continually happened with me, I'd probably want to call attention to it because we are all trying to teach each other humanness, right? How to be human and kind and caring and supportive and to get a life, you want people to kind of lift you along the way, not to give yourself a not to cause a cloud around you that you're wondering what the hell that they're not anyway. Yeah, so I would definitely address it.
That's great advice. And I know for myself, I can say from experience that I've been in situations like that and haven't addressed it, and it just gets worse. But
Yeah, and
it's
it's
hard,
for
but at the
you,
same time, why not? Go ahead, sorry.
yeah, you. But you, if you can get away with it, Jay, and not apologize, and what are you really winning in the end?
Yeah.
You
Well,
knew
and
that it was a bag, and now you're going to have to sit with that little thought in there, and think, "Oh God, I should have apologized for that. It was not right."
I think we all think differently in how we either kind of come back to those things and feel like I know I have some kind of a conversation with myself sometimes on like what I need to go back and take care of. But not everybody has that or like cares enough to think about that. Some people just are not built that way. And so that's the other reason why it's important to be able to be willing to bring it up so that way it can still be addressed. Because even if it didn't bother them, it bothered you, it's still important.
And you want to see if it's a three strikes you're out, because you really want to have good friendships, and remarkable friendships. And so it might be part of your calendar that you say, "Okay, well, if this happens, I say three strikes and you're out, then maybe I have to let you go as a friend." So admit mistakes. The other thing is too, confidentiality. He told me not to say anything, but I have to share this with you. So confidentiality is really important. Avoid gossip and respect others' privacy. So you really have to be careful to not mess with that and sound ridiculous, really. It's And also too, when you do hold somebody's words in confidence, you know, you're going to feel better about yourself too, because you're going to feel like you're a better sounding board, you're a better friend, you're stable. You don't feel the necessity to talk about it. I mean, if you need to talk about it, talk to them about it, you know, to understand it more, to say that it was a lot to hear. And can we talk about that more? Because I'm really having trouble with taking that, all of that information on without having to talk to somebody else, you know. So there's other ways of handling it other than breaking the privacy, right?
Absolutely. No, I like that you talk to those different nuances.
Yeah, you know, you want to really also be supportive. So when you see somebody has done something, has been through a difficult time, or is, you know, needs to celebrate a success, you know, go full speed ahead into that, and just really, really, because, you know, looking at the good and the bad times, you know, with a friend, really does help to build trust and makes you to feel safe with them, because you both experienced them full speed ahead. And been there and worked through it, right? And enjoyed the highs too. So, you know, being supportive is very important also too. But again, this is only the one category so far under trust for building. So there's just a lot that you can do to and I'm sure you do, but oftentimes, you know, I bet that all of us could be better with. You know, the other thing is to really show appreciation, and really express gratitude and appreciation with your friend. You know, recognize, you know what their efforts are, and contributions, and because it really fosters, a trusting environment. Because you see it, and they know, they feel heard, or they feel seen, or understood, or appreciated for what they've given you, you know. So show appreciation in friendships a lot, you know, because it really does, you know, when somebody appreciates you and they let you know, that makes you want to do more, right? it was a good feedback. So and I feel safe doing it. I feel safe giving to you, and now I want to give more because I can hear that you appreciate me.
Exactly. And it's positive reinforcement, you know, in the sense of you're helping, especially in a new friendship, show how you would like them to, you know, when they are doing something you like, you're showing them that you're appreciating it. And also, don't be afraid to model what you want to have happen in a relationship or a friendship. We're talking friendships. I don't know why I keep saying relationships. It just keeps coming out of my mouth. But in friendships, you can also lead by example and show them how you want to be treated through treating them that way. So it's not always about telling them how you want to be treated, but it's also showing that through modeling it, through showing that you're also going to be doing it too. Like, you're not just expecting them to do it only. And so it's the kind of situation where it goes both directions and you can show your part.
That's right. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, another thing is too, is just the simplicity of the word fair. Be fair. You want to treat everyone with fairness and equity, you know. Avoid bias and favoritism, and just be fair with, you know, because it's like wanting to play with all the toys. You want to make sure that kind of there's an equality around, right? It's be fair with your friendships.
Definitely. And I want to just mention really quick, I was able to get a banner posted in the chat with my phone. I'm still not able to get on with my computer, but I was able to get on with my phone. So you can chat in with us over on the private Facebook group over
there
by the chat button there on the 12radio.com webpage. You can get to it from there. And if you all are very, you know, all of our listeners that are used to getting over there, you already know how to go and chat with us. So that is open. And then don't forget the phone lines, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303, which that is now also in fine print over there on the Facebook page. So that way you can see it if you want to give us a call. Please continue, Carolyn.
Yeah, well, you know, share your vulnerabilities with somebody, with your friends, and because it encourages them also to kind of open up and do the same. And it creates really a deeper connection. So sharing vulnerabilities gets it out of you too. I mean, it lets you put a spotlight on it and allows the other person to understand it and maybe help you through it too. So that's another way that you can really trick yourself up with being a better friend, you know, and it helps you too.
Definitely. So, definitely.
Yeah. How about acting with integrity? Act with integrity. Accordance with your values and principles, because otherwise, you know, what are you doing? You know, you have to really make sure that you're making the right choices and that your friend sees that you'll always do that. You have to be on it with your integrity, and don't do things that are questionable that would cause a strange face, you know. So you wanna stay on top of yourself with your values and principles.
Well, it is so important, because it's another way you're showing them who you are, like who you really are, and it will give you a chance to see who they really are back. And sometimes we don't, you know, like what we see. And that's where I think it can get difficult, especially if we're empathic or overly trying to make the friendship work. But that's where I feel like it can get sticky, where we can get in and over our head. But if we're being honest, we're showing our authentic, like authentically how we would choose and how we're going to show up. And my actions are lining up with my words. All those things help us show the other person who we are. And we also get to see who they are. So if we're doing things that really aren't in alignment with our character, then we're not really showing them who we are. And then we're not really being a great friend, you know, on our part.
Right. Yes. And, you know, so some of the, you have to check yourself in and really stay on top of yourself. You know, you want to provide and support and encouragement too to your friends. So actively support them and with what they're doing with their endeavors, you know, and ask about it, ask about their being, how are they doing? I congratulate you on such great success with this. This is fantastic. You know, let's go celebrate. You know, be a part of it, be interested and, you know, follow up also, you know, after they've done something or talked to you about something, after you discuss something or, you know, follow up with it. And, you know, talk about it again so that you guys can both be happy with how it was left or how it was, you know, how you guys have attended to it. So, or check, you know, maybe the follow-up also is about finding out how a particular event went for them once they told you about it, and maybe they were upset about having to do something and they told you about it. Follow up with it, find out about it, be interested, be engaged, you know, engage in their life, you know. So you want to really be present to understand what's going on with a friend, and you know, you want to pay attention, be fully present during interactions. You're not thinking about, you know, playing golf. It really shows that you value, you know, the person and the relationship when you're fully present, right?
It does, and it shows that people can tell when we're there and paying attention and when we're not, and this is how you know, how much we're either investing and really being there or how much we're just like phoning it in.
Yeah. You know, the other thing too, Jay, I I tried to think about too is when you're building a friendship, and even when you're in a friendship too, you want to be able to have shared interests. And oftentimes too, we get so stuck. I can't stand it when I hear about people, you know, just having sex and staying in all the time. That's all they do. I mean, and it's, that's it. I mean, you gotta have some, you know, outings together and, you know, to kind of fully develop your, you know, maybe you want to, attend events or, explore new hobbies together, because it really helps you to start to have something to grasp onto other than, you know, the fantastic sex, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You want something else other than that to do, because otherwise you're gonna feel like a very boring person after 6 months, and you know, but even as a friend, your friends, you know, being a little more colorful with your activities, maybe you want to make a travel plan with your friend, with your new friend, and you know, see where that may take you. But it enhances your connection with people when you do really some far out ideas and some, you know, fun activities. Maybe you join a book club together and read a book, you know, just and discuss it. Maybe you have a game night, right?
Well, then you can actually see, you know, does this person and the way that they are, do they line up with these other kind of activities that I like? These are the people that I'm interested in, or these other topics that I like to go find out more about. By planning these kind of activities that you're mentioning, it allows for you to see if there's more substance to that friendship than what you already are experiencing. And it gives you a chance to like have an activity to like explore that. I love that, because it's true, like different activities, the different set and settings, get us in different moods, get different conversations maybe to happen and come up. It could even be like a learning activity, or let's say you want to do more networking, but you don't want to go on your own. So you can plan to do those kind of things with your friend, and it just allows to open it up.
Yeah, one of the things that I really love about, for instance, the game nights that I was just saying, you know, when you have a board game or a video game or card games, even, you know what that does is it centers you, so you have something you're working on together, right? But also too, it can often stimulate conversation and make it a lot easier, because you also have another focus, like a dual focus. So you know, it's always a great idea to have a little game every now and then, because it's just a fun way to relax and enjoy each other's company, and also to kind of maybe hit on some topics that you'd like to address, you know, that might be a little more difficult sometimes, by having a also a board game going, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
You know, going, maybe taking walks together or is another idea. Maybe you guys join each other for an evening stroll, you know, or, you know, maybe you join a gym together to, you know, or go running or hiking, or you take a yoga class, because that also too, it's working on your body, but it's also giving you something that you can both work on together and talk about, you know, it's. So fitness goals,
mm-hmm. and I like that too, because friends, of course, we're going to talk, but sometimes we can just, that's all we can do. We just talk, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I love adding these activities and these sort of this kind of thinking to think another way about it, because sometimes we can get into relationships, especially as empaths, where we can be like become someone's therapist without thinking about it, without trying to be. It just can happen. And so that's something to kind of pay attention to, like we can be like have walls up and not get close at all, or we can have no boundaries and get so close that it's too close, too much, too intertwined. So I think it's something that we have to kind of keep an eye on depending upon our own personality.
Yeah, well, it's again taking care of yourself too, and making sure that your own world is getting worked out, because you're a better partner and friend that way. So, cooking classes are another, would be another fun thing. I know that cooking or baking classes, maybe, or just cooking or baking together at home. So, you know, of course, I would need them to tell me how to do it, because, you know, normally whenever I've had a partner, I've always chosen somebody who can cook. But you know, that would be another thing. It's like a board game. You know, you have something in front of you that you're working towards having, you know, making together. And so it kind of gives you another focus as you, and just lets you enjoy and just, you know, allow words to come up, allow conversations to come up, allow laughter to come up. So it's, you know, cooking and baking together is another idea. It's a great way to bond over food.
Definitely. And who doesn't like to, after you make it, sit down and eat it together?
That's right.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah. You can also volunteer at locations, so you would both find a cause you can care about. You know, one of the good example of that is Jimmy Carter and his wife building houses. You know, I mean, isn't that amazing that even into their, you know, late ages, they were still helping with Habitat for Humanity to build houses? I mean, and they were a team. They're a team effort out there with hammers and you know, saws, and building houses.
Yeah.
So they chose to, because that also gets you around other people and kind of expands your horizons around you, so that when you come together privately as a friend and you have a one-on-one time, you know, you've had that group experience and you feel richer for it. So
absolutely.
And
it's also getting used to getting out in the world and having these different activities, because I know I talk to many people that call in, I'm sure you do too, that are looking for their partner. And this is another way to get out in the world while doing something that you enjoy with a friend, potentially, so you don't have to do it on your own. But it is getting you out in the world. It is getting you doing an activity that you enjoy. And it's also allowing the universe to bring people to you that are also in that same vibrational match, at least when it comes to wanting to be participating in a similar activity like this. And my point to sharing that is it's a way to meet people, and to meet people in the particular area that you already know you enjoy. And so it's like a natural place to look for potential suitors and partners. And I'm not saying that's the only reason to do it, but it's just one of the byproducts.
Maybe you don't know you'd enjoy it. Maybe you take an astronomy class, you know, and go out at nighttime to look at the stars. So it's, you know, you can be adventurous and be start to look around it. And I gotta support this group meetup too, because they have a lot of local activities going that, you know, something there, a topic there might interest you. So, you know, and that's a good way of kind of joining, even with a new friend, to see what's up. You know, maybe it's maybe they go bar hopping or something, you know, or maybe they, maybe they're, you know, some meetup groups do have like game nights. So maybe, or trivia night or karaoke night. So there's lots of different activities you can do, but you have to be willing to have the gumption to want to find the something unique, something original that's gonna inspire you and make you feel like you're having some fun.
Totally. So I have a question about that. If you were to talk to somebody on the phone who wants to do that, but is really truly just like, oh, I can't get over the part where it's like, this is new and I don't know the unknown and it's, you know, this can happen, that can happen. But yet, you know, like deep down, you really want to go, you really want to be there, but you know, you're just coming up against some huge resistance. What Would you tell
Well, I think
yourself,
most
or what would you tell a
I think
client that could
I
help?
think most people, Jay, who are going through that, they find too that very often when they actually follow through with it, they've had a good time. So I guess what I would do is probably remind somebody that there probably was a time that they didn't want to do it and they got themselves out of their own way to do it and ended up having a good time. Sometimes not, sometimes it really, it sucked, but you really want to look at, why would you want to do the activity? Why wouldn't you? And come up with the positive as well as the negative and see what wins. So if it comes down to that, just check yourself out. Why don't I want to go? Oh, I'm so tired. I just don't want to do anything new. I don't want to get around people. Come on. So the positive might be that you might meet somebody that you really enjoy, or your friend might really have a blast, and that helps to make you feel like a better friend because you got them out on the evening, right? So it's adventure. You're looking for adventure. So or should be looking for adventure because it helps you to kind of move your life along with feeling a lot more joy in your life when you actually get out of your own way. Did I answer
Yeah,
that?
you did. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. The other thing that you really need to have within a group too, within your friendship, is fun and laughter. I mean, if you don't have the fun and laughter within a friendship and where you can spend time just enjoying each other and creating positive and joyful experiences, ew. You want to have a friend that can have a lot of fun with you, and it's essential, for positive relationships and boosting morale. So it comes back to doing things like, telling a joke or going to improv activities or karaoke, a karaoke night. Do things that can really bring that laughter out in you. Maybe you have a themed party where you dress up as, a character from Star Wars, or it's really taking your adventure, and saying I really want to push myself into just having a ball, and really taking it to the hilt. So, themed parties you can figure out where a little photo booth is and go with your friend to a photo booth and do some a photo shoot, right?
Totally. That could be a lot of
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah. You can a comedy club, just don't sit in the front row. Let's see. Storytelling sessions might be fun too. Maybe you have a group of friends over and you do a storytelling session where everyone shares a funny or embarrassing story from their past, or it's just a funny story. It's almost like using the talking stick, you just pass it around. But really inviting in the funny stories or inviting in the situations that remind people to laugh.
And you're reminding me of activities that might come to you that are totally like you didn't even know they existed. And one of them that came to me one time came through a couple of friends, and it was her professor, who she was taking some, I believe, MBA classes at the time. And she, I think, was his aide or something. And he had some kind of storytelling event from an author that was coming to his house, his big house on the hill in Malibu that overlooked the ocean. And so he had a big, huge, like, event for all of his friends and some chosen students and their guests to come and be a part of this event. And it was this beautiful house, beautiful location. And we're getting to hear some amazing storytellers get to do their thing as well. So I mentioned that because I didn't find that on Facebook, didn't find that in a local clipping. It was through friend, and then it was a friend event. And so we don't always know what might come through our friends, but we all get invited to some pretty cool things every now and again. And so part of it is me mentioning this is even if it doesn't sound like something that you've done before, you don't know, because it's like in this kind of case, somebody else's house. Still check in with your intuition, see how it feels, but maybe be willing to do more of those kind of activities, especially if you normally say no, because it can be the kind of thing that can really open things up. Like I met all kinds of people I would have never met otherwise. And I'm not saying that's the only reason to go, but it was also an experience that I would have never been able to take in and enjoy if I wouldn't have made myself go. And I don't mean that I hated it, but I had to get myself there because I had my own fears, my own insecurities.
Yeah, well, it's a big group, and in the big groups, you can tend to feel some people, especially introverts, can tend to feel a little scared about doing something like that. But once you follow through with it, and realize that you did good, that was fun,
Right.
it can help you to invite yourself out again to do more of that, or even make an event like that yourself.
Seriously, I one day, one day we'll I'll live in a house on the hill in Malibu and be able to have everybody over. I'm not sure what we're gonna be doing, but we're gonna do it. I love that.
Yeah, a little gathering might even be a lip sync bottle. So you're playing a song, and then all you don't have to sing it like karaoke, but you just sing into a bottle like you are singing it, So there, I mean, there's just weird little things that you can do to gather some humor, and to allow yourself to have a ball, really. So,
I feel like I just saw an image of you doing just that, grabbing the bottle and singing your heart out into it at a party. I feel like I just got an image of you doing that.
yeah, it's the dramatic. It helps you to feel like over the top, and you feel better. So, so there's again going over everything. You want to feel some growth from your relationship, right? You want to feel like you're supporting each other's personal growth, and you're celebrating achievements and milestones together. And you can look at the person, and you can say, "Oh my God, that person is so reliable. I really trust her." And when one of the things that really bug me too sometimes when I have a friend that is late all the time, really it can be a little annoying, right? So you want to try and also to just show up and be consistent of being on time. Because it respects the other person's time as well. So do the right thing, be on time, be caring, show up and be present, and be creative with your activities, and come up with some ideas that you both have maybe haven't done before. Maybe you do a skydiving day, right?
Absolutely. And I want to share one part to just piggyback on what you're saying, and that is balance and harmony are important too. So I mentioned that because I said a little bit about this before and how I would get myself into relationships and not have boundaries because I didn't know what they were. And oftentimes I would make everything about the other person because it was just more natural for me to dive into the other person and get to know them. And I had to learn that I had to also learn how to do that and offer that in myself and not always just allow the other person to make it about them. Because I ended up meeting people that where the friendship was out of balance, but I set it up that way from the very beginning and I didn't even know it. So that was something that I had to work on.
So you mean you were looking to them to have to entertain you, or to ha how how?
Not entertain me, but I would just be so invested in becoming in their life, like how I could help them and how I could tune in for them and how I could help, with whatever problem they were having. I would get more invested in them and like fixing them instead of being their friend. And like, what does this friendship look like? How do I navigate this without jumping in and being their therapist? It's just, I didn't know I had to learn that.
Yeah, well, you want to definitely allow others to bring to the table, and you want to bring to the table yourself, so to make that balance happen. And yeah, so you figured it out, and that's a good thing. But
Well,
yeah,
it's a lifetime sort of in progress, like I'm learning in
life.
progress, in process.
Yeah. Well, and you remember too how you've done it, and so that you won't go backwards with it, right? So that you don't you can go to a party and you realize that you're not having to fix that person, that you're actually allowing yourself to be heard and hearing the other person. So it's it is it it once you learn it, you're gonna have it, and you've done it, so that's cool.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're talking all the way to the top of the hour. It's
It
our.
is. So where are we going to find you this week, Jay?
You are going to find me over on onetolisten.com in the afternoons and evenings. And I'm also going to be with Raven for the Moon Project. It's a 1-2 Academy class meetup happening on Friday. So check that
Oh,
out.
what is that? What is the class?
It is called the Moon Project, and we have a meetup that is around getting to know the different phases of the new and full moon, and then how their energy affects us, and how we can utilize that energy in different ways depending upon how it's affecting us. So we get into that. We talk about a little bit about the astrology, but it's more about how we're experiencing it and how we can actualize our experience, some different ways we can do that together and individually. And then I also do a guided meditation to help really anchor in that energy of that moment. So
So
check
that's
that
at
out.
one to listen. They can find the 1-2 Academy on
Correct.
where.
Yes, they can find all that on 1-2academy.com. How about you,
Yeah.
Carolyn? Where do they find
Well,
you?
where are we going to find you for your readings?
1-2listen. 1-2listen is where you can find me for the readings. Throughout
Yeah.
the week. And please don't
Okay.
hesitate if you don't see me or Carolyn on, click on the schedule an appointment button and we'll do our best to get back to you right away to get that reading scheduled.
So I'm going to be on a 1-2 listen from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day Pacific, and except for Mondays, of course, at this hour. But and again, yeah, you can schedule a call for either one of us too if we're not on, and we will get you as soon as we can. Well, continue to stay connected because Mark Husson is up next, and we have a great lineup throughout the day. A lot of added live shows. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight. With Carolyn and Jay, conversations so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.